We've been hearing a lot about how the airline industry is struggling through the pandemic, but what about other forms of transportation, like trains? In October, Amtrak will cut 20% of its staff as well as service on many of its long-haul routes outside of the Northeast Corridor. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Seth, tell us about some of the routes they're cutting.
This affects most of their network, at least when you're looking at a map, Jeremy. Routes like those that run from Seattle all the way to Chicago, or New York all the way down to New Orleans, all being cut, you know, as for when they're going to come back. An Amtrak spokeswoman told me today that their goal, at least, is to restore daily service by summer of 2021, depending, here's the asterisk, on demand.
Well, and this is something, by the way, that Amtrak has wanted to do for a while, right? We spoke with the CEO of Amtrak last year, who said that, you know, it was time to start cutting out these not profitable long haul routes.
And Amtrak now has a new CEO, just took over in April. But of course, the world has changed so much that now there are all kinds of new considerations. What's clear, though, is that things are even more difficult now for Amtrak than they were. So, you know, whether entire routes are going to disappear, that's hard to say. But hard to imagine things getting any better, relatively at least, than how they looked a few months ago.
A lot of times when they talk about cutting stations or cutting routes, members of Congress get upset about it and push back enough and say, we're going to deprive you of your money if you don't keep this route or keep this station. What kind of response are they getting?
Yeah, Amtrak does benefit sometimes from strange political bedfellows, right? Parts of the country where people might tend to be skeptical of government spending. I'm thinking of a Montana or a Nebraska, places where some of these trains pass through. Amtrak kind of shielded by the fact that some of those same people don't want to lose their Amtrak service. And Amtrak does tell me that no stations are going to close, that for now anyway, everybody's still going to have service, just in many cases, less of it.
What about the financial picture for Amtrak, the bailout money it has been requesting? What are they getting, and is it enough?
They got $1 billion as part of the CARES Act. So that was basically to get them through the next several months. They say they need another $1.5 billion on top of the $2 billion that they asked for anyway in their budget request for the coming year. So you could see there, doing the math, that that's another $2.5 billion just because of COVID that they say they need just to more or less break even, as they managed to do for the first time last year.
Right. And President Trump, we know, has long been a critic of Amtrak, proposing to cut its subsidies by half back in February. But Joe Biden rides Amtrak, loves Amtrak. I guess this coming election is sort of going to be a referendum on what happens with Amtrak.
Most definitely so. Hard to imagine two candidates with more different views about Amtrak. I mean, Biden, when he was a senator for 36 years, commuted daily between Wilmington, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. So, yeah, right. A big proponent of rail, in this case, running against a big opponent. And like so many things in this country, obviously a lot riding on the results of the election.
Oh, good one. Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.